We continue by learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Yishem Chaim Yaakov ben Rav Shlomo in Shavuos Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches. Now we know in our Torah a nitba defendant is only chayiv a shvuah when the tovea comes with a tanas vadai. He claims for certain that you owe me money. If he comes with a tanas safek, so the nitba the defendant is generally pata from a shvuah. The Chachamim instituted that there's a shvuah that needs to be taken even in a tanas safek where someone, let's say, suspects his partner or a sharecropper, as we'll see in the Mishnah. Because maybe he stole something, he wasn't careful with the account that they had, and that's the discussion in the Mishnah. The following have an obligation to take a shvur de rabbanon, even without a tanas vadai, where the plaintiff is coming with a tanas suffik. Hashutafin, number one, our partners. Vaharisin, someone who's a sharecropper. He's working the field for a certain percentage of the yield. Vahapetropin, an apetrop is someone who is a custodian upon someone else's finances. It could be he was appointed by Beis Din for the nechasim, the possessions of orphans. So such people have to swear that they didn't take advantage because it's possible that they're a mora heter. They think, okay, listen, I deserve a little bit for myself. Look at all the work I'm putting in. And v'ha'isha hanosenes b'soch habayis. Hanoses v'hanosenes b'soch habayis. Here you have a case where a husband had his wife appointed her, let's say, as his custodian, his accountant, over his possessions. So he has the right to make her take a shvuah that she's being faithful. And she didn't take anything for herself. That's discussed in Ksuvah's Perek Tes. Uven habayis. Ben habayis refers to where you have a Yerusha that fell to brothers. And one brother basically takes charge of everybody, of all of the assets, so we're afraid he's taking charge of the estate. He may feel he make cut corners and take a little bit for himself because he's more heter. And therefore, in all of these cases, the Chachamim instituted that these people are chayiv shvuah if there's a tana suffik. Obviously, don't have to take a shvuah if there's no claim at all. But if the person says, "I want you to take a shvuah," in order to respond that in the affirmative that they were faithful, they did everything in a righteous manner, they're obligated to take the shvuah. So the Mishnah explains how this happens. Amar alo. Let's say one of these people comes and says, ma'ata to'aneni, meaning what happens is one of these people come to the Oris, the Apotropos, the woman, the Ben Abaisis, and it says, listen, I want you to swear for me. So he says, what are you claiming against me? So he says, ritzoni shetishavali, no, I just, I have no particular claim. I just want you to have a suffix. I want you to swear to me that you didn't take anything for yourself. So the halach is chayav, he's obligated to take that shvuah. Cholku but let's say it's already after the shutvin, the partners divided everything amongst themselves. The arisin, the sharecropper, already gets the percentage and that's it. Or the case of the isha as well. The same thing would be true. He divided up the estate already, or the woman, or when it comes to the woman in the relation, in her taking charge of the account of her husband, and she gets, and everything's divided up already and given to whomever it's supposed to go to. So at that point, in then it's too late to make him take any of these people take a shvua on a tana suffix, since they already divided everything up without a shvua. So they are mochel. We assume everyone is willing to forego, and no shvua is cannot no shvua can be demanded. Let's say though after they divided everything up, so now there was another shvua that this person, these people potentially had to take the oris, the shutof, the apotropos, whatever it may be. So then, for what is some other type of claim? Then, through Gilgul Shua, learned from Masech HaSotah, Perek Beis Mishnah, hey, the idea of Gilgul Shua, rolling one Shua upon another, once they have to take the Shua on whatever their particular claim is, so we can roll upon them the Shua of Etana Safek as well, that didn't take anything for themselves. And the Mishnah ends with another halacha, of a Hashvis, Mishametes Es HaShua, separate halacha, which means the following. You have a case of Modeh B'Miksa, someone who borrowed money, and then he admitted, let's say, Ruvain lent money to Shimon. Shimon said, I only owe you 50. I don't owe you the rest. So he has to take the shvuah of Modeh B'Miksas, a shvuah d'oraisa, that I don't owe you the rest. Says the Mishnah Hashviyas, the Shemitah year, Mishametes as Hashvuah. It will cancel the shvuah. The same way this Shemitah year, after the end of the Shemitah year, it cancels all loans. So too, the Shviyas, the Shemitah year, will cancel the shvuah. So since there's no debt anymore, he does not have to take a shvuah. shvua that he doesn't owe the rest. We begin the eighth perek. Perek has Mishnah Aleph. Arba shomrim heim. So we may have the has halachos already in Maseches Bava Metzia and other places, maybe familiar to us. There are four types of shomrim in the Torah: shomer chinam, the hashoel, the borrower, nosei sachar, who was the shomer sachar, one who was being paid for guarding, the hasocher, and one who rents something. Shomer chinam nishba lakola. Shomer chinam, he is the unpaid watchman. So because he is doing the biggest favor, he's not even being paid for his work, and he's not using the pikadon, the object at all. So he is nishba lakola, which means he even in geneva vaveda, certainly an onus. Even if the item is stolen or lost, they have the right to swear it was stolen or lost, and therefore I'm exempt. The only case where he's potter is a case of pshia. The pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, all in Parshas Mishpatim. First, the Torah speaks about a shomer chinam, then a shomer sachar, then the shoel. Ki tein ish oreo kesev ukelim lishmor vigunav mi beis ha'ish. It's stolen. V'nikrav balabayos elokim. He can go to the beis din and take a shvua and be exempt from geneva and aveda, and certainly be exempt from onsin. The opposite extreme is the shoel, who has to pay for everything. He pays even for onus. There the Torah says, V'chiyish al ish me imre eu v'nishbaru meis. Beloved, you know, assuming the owner is not with him and doing some types of service with him, shalem shalem, he has to pay even in the case of nishbar, breaks a leg, or meso dies. These are considered onus accidents for which a shoel has to pay, because kalhana shalom, he gets full benefit. The only exception for the shoel is what we call mesa machmas malacha. If the animal died because it was doing malacha, you borrowed a car and the car died the second you started driving, and obviously you don't have to pay for that, because otherwise you wouldn't have borrowed it at all. No se sachar v'hasocher nishboin ala shvura v'ala shvuya v'ala mesa. No se sachar the shomer sachar, and the socher, one who rents something, both have the same halacha. They take a shvua to exempt themselves on onus, where the animal broke its leg, shvuya, the animal was taken captive, mesa died. Happens to be in the Chumash, the word shvuya, nishba, taken captive, is only written with respect to of the shomer sachar and not with respect to the shoel, but the Gemara learns out in the 8th Perek of Bav Metzia that shvuya, the animal taken captive, applies to a shoel as well. Shoel is chayv in all three of those cases. And the shomer sachar and the socher, because those are all cases of onus, are exempt. If they take willing to take a shvua, that's what happened, they're going to be exempt. There the Torah says, ki tein Israel re'eu chamor o shor o sev o malishmor umes o nishbar, or broke its leg, o nishbar, taken captive, ein roeh shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim, takes a shvua and is exempt. Umisham minis ha'aved, but a shomer socher and a socher, the middle shomerim, they have to pay for, if the animal is lost or stolen, the object is lost or stolen, they're obligated to pay, as the pasuk says, im ganov yigonev meimo yishalim l'va'alav. Now, it only speaks about ganeva. How do you know aveda is the same as ganeva? So one possibility the Gemara gives is it says ganov yigonev. The double language comes to include even aveda, and others from a Kabbal Chomer. If you're telling me that a Shomer Sachar, a Shomer Sachar is going to be Chayav for Geneva, which is closer to Ones, then he's certainly Chayav for Aveda, which is closer to Pshia, closer to negligence. And a Socher, although the Torah doesn't speak about the Socher specifically what the halachos were, the Socher has the same halacha as a Shomer Sachar.